From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Sullivan, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor, or number 7.
Yes, and you decided you wanted to be 12,
today,
right?
Today I'm number 12.
Okay.
Well, number 7 and I were invited by AMC to take a sneak peek at The Prisoner, a 6-hour miniseries airing from 7 to 9 p.m. over 3 consecutive nights beginning Sunday, November 15th on AMC. This is a reinterpretation of the 1967 British TV series and stars Jim Caviezel. I meant to ask you if that's the
pronunciation. I think that's right.
Jim Caviezel from Passion of the Christ. In this remake of The Prisoner, he plays a man known only as Number 6, who awakens to find himself trapped in the village with no memory of how he got there. The miniseries also stars 2-time Oscar nominee Ian McKellen as Number 2, who is second in command in the village to an unseen Number 1. Now, I've never seen the original series, which consisted of 17 episodes and starred Patrick McGoohan as Number 6, but a few critics have said that AMC's new version is better and not as bizarre.
And which that kind of scares me.
Yeah, if that's the case, I don't care to see the original. What are your thoughts?
I would agree on this. There were times when I have to admit I only got through 2 of the episodes, the mm-hmm. first 2 episodes, and at moments I would get kind of interested in it. You know, this is kind of intriguing, and then I would go back to this is just annoying me. What did you think?
Well, I did get through all 6 episodes, but not with my full attention, so I'm still kind of confused.
Yeah, it's very, it is, and we were talking a little bit about comparing it to Life on Mars, and there is similarities. At first I said, no, there's not, but there actually is, because, you know, you're kind of feel discombobulated what mm-hmm. time you're in and what's going on and why, but I do not think it goes together near as well as Life on Mars did.
Well, this right here points you to how deep this the subject matter is. One interviewer asked Ian McKellen what he thought The Prisoner was about. And the actor said, "It is about relationships in the context of things which preoccupy us. It is about the nature of government today, about the state of mental health, about conspiracy theories. It is a thriller because exciting things happen, and if you are interested to know why they happen, you would want to watch the next episode."
Okay, a little bit of that I could understand. I definitely kind of got the statement on the way on society today mm-hmm. and feeling like a number and feeling like you don't matter, and you know, I got that yeah. part of it. And maybe it is a little even too deep for me. Maybe I'm not getting all of that out of it, but it like I said, it did have points where it was kind of intriguing, but mm-hmm. then it would just kind of be a headache.
Yeah. Well, the original series, which was 40 years ago, played off Cold War politics. And so this update is more contemporary with the issues of power and control, family and love, privacy and security.
Yeah, and one of the things that I definitely wanted to make note of in this podcast is you definitely want to be living, you don't want to be living in the village if you don't like wraps.
Like a chicken Caesar wrap?
Apparently. Although I think they even only had 3 kinds of wraps, if I remember correctly. And when he asked for, what else do you have on your menu? And she said, that's it. You mm-hmm. know, she was kind of like, why do you need anything else? And
exactly.
He said, I'll have coffee.
Well, I like wraps, but I don't think I'd want to live in the village. So, by the way, for those who would like to see the 1967 version of The Prisoner, all 17 episodes can be viewed for free and in full screen on www.amctv.com.
Well, that's interesting. And I think it was kind of a cult favorite. I mean, that's kind of why they remade it. So, mm-hmm. so it may be just the perfect cup of tea for certain people's tastes.
Yeah, I guess I like to not have to think so much.
Well, yeah, or for things to make a little more... I like for things to make a little more sense.
Well, I guess I like sappy shows, you know, more so than serious ones.
I like all different kinds of things if they're good. I love Lost. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still a big, big Lost fan, and I like the way that makes me think.
Yeah, that's
although
true.
It can be frustrating a little bit, but this one was just a little bit too much for me.
I agree. And so number 7... from 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate AMC's version of The Prisoner?
Three.
A three. That's not even half of seven.
I know. What would you rate it?
Well, I'll give it a five. Because, like I said, I did get through all the 6 hours. I didn't give it my full attention. Maybe I should have. I kind of got into the middle two. But in the end, I was lost. So maybe I'll give it a second chance when it airs on AMC from 7 to 9 p.m. Sunday, November 15th, Monday, November 16th, and Tuesday, November 17th. And by the way, you can watch the first two nights back-to-back from 5 to 7 Monday, and the last two nights will air back-to-back from 5 to 9 on Tuesday. And remember to return to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast again next week to hear another discussion of an upcoming TV show. But as always, this podcast is available any day, anytime, at your convenience.